Here's the snap, and they throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown. Keon Coleman went up and pulled it off the roof for a 2-yard touchdown reception.
Chris Brown on the call. A couple notes on those shots to Coleman in a minute. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Let's get the Skyworks stats of the game brought to you by Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up. James Cook had a nice day in this one. Mm-hmm. Khalil Shakir had a nice day as well. Josh Allen had a nice day. You had things working offensively, and the Bills cruised to a 31-10 victory. Allen, 283 with two touchdowns. First interception. Devastating, wasn't it? Yeah. Devastating. The Bills kept them out of the end zone, which is nice. So Allen's perfect streak is over.
He did, by the way. He's got that streak of no pick sixes going.
Yes.
I was watching that play like, oh, get him down, get him down. And it came close. Did he get down to the 10, maybe?
It was inside the 10, yeah.
Yeah.
Shakir over 100. Cook over 100. Geno Smith was the leading rusher for the Seattle Seahawks with 5 carries and 16 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. Not good.
Walker 9 for 12. It was that bad?
It was that bad.
Because it did feel like he was better than that. But again, all of the plays he made were in the pass game.
The Bills hold the Seahawks to 233 yards. 1 of 7 on third down.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills also overcome a mountain of penalties. 13 for 85 yards. And win the game.
Yeah.
And Geno Smith said it felt like a road game at times.
Yeah.
Bills Mafia is such an imposing force. Now we've taken over Seattle. Who's next? Indy. Good luck. I got a couple stats of the day for you on Anthony Richardson, who is setting some records in bad quarterbacking.
Yeah, they're going to take that building over.
And they're going to dominate that game.
What was our idea for that trip? The Notre Dame game?
Notre Dame, Florida State is the day before.
Yeah.
Not a bad trip.
Although that game might not be as competitive as we thought at the beginning of the year. But still,
that's a great trip. 803-0550 to join us on a Victory Monday, 1-888-550-2550. Just checking, Eric Turner of Cover One's tweeting out some highlights that on the two plays to Coleman in the end zone, the first one he doesn't catch, the second one he does, point out that it looks like they're kind of like 50-50 run calls, and Allen decides to go for the pass on both of them.
Yeah.
Which, think of how much trust he has in Coleman already.
Right.
It's nice. Well, we got the fire alarm going off in here now.
It's because the Bills are hot.
They are. Red hot. We'll get some calls in. 803-0550. Paul in Akron. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to just talk about how I'm glad the bounces finally came our way. Normally, we're talking about how the other team picked the ball. We didn't get it. It goes over our quarterback's head. Somebody stepped on our quarterback. We fell down on a fourth down. That stuff, it seems like it normally happens to us, and it's good to see that, you know, we get some of the bounces sometimes. Just wanted to point that out. But mainly, we need to get a hold of Kyle Brandt for angry runs, because when you cook in the kitchen and you eat 80% of it, like Cook did yesterday, that run where he knocked someone's helmet off for that touchdown, that needs to go with Kyle Brandt's angry run. I'm not saying it's going to win, but it needs to be in there. I just love that. I was just like, oh, my God, did you see that helmet just fly out? He hit the guy so hard to go into the end zone, his helmet flew off. But, you know, that's what I wanted to say. I don't know if you can – I know you guys got some pull with Kyle, so maybe you could send him that tape so we can see that.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
You guys have a good morning. Thanks.
You too. The one thing I'd say about Cook's run, and I'm half kidding here, but if he ever gets tackled at the one, he's not getting the ball. That's Josh Allen. Right? Josh goes in from the one. And
so he's got to score from the five.
Once you get close, if you're a Bills running back, Eagles running back should do this too. Once you get to about the two, you better go in yourself, because if you don't, we're taking it from you.
Right.
And, again, half kidding, Allen twice decided to check to passes to throw to Keon Coleman. So if you're James Cook, the Cook's hungry. I got to get in myself. I got to smash through this guy's face.
Yes. They did. He's got, what was it, 2 rushing touchdowns last year on the season.
Is he up to 5?
He might not be getting the ball at the 1-yard line, but he's getting the ball inside the 10 way more than he did last year. He is up to 7 rushing touchdowns on the season.
That's insane compared to 2 last year. 2.
7 through
and he was their lead
8 games.
Yeah, he was their lead back last year, and he had 2.
Yeah, he has 7 on the year. And then if you count the receiving, he's up to 8 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
That was a reason why when a lot of people told you not to pick him in fantasy, was you're not going to get the touchdowns. This year, you're getting the touchdowns. I don't know that they're going to continue at a rate of almost one per game, but he's slippery, right? Like, he's so smooth. He's getting these little shotgun runs at the six-yard line, and he's beating these guys to the corner. And maybe that's working, and the Bills are having that as a part of their red zone offense, where teams are coming in with their base personnel, and now if you've got three linebackers on the field, like, James Cook's going to beat you to the edge a lot more often if he's going against a linebacker than against a nickel corner.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
803-0550. Alan in Toronto is up next. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Good morning. Josh Allen, 24 of 34 for 283 yards. He's on his way to 4,000-plus yards a game for the fourth or fifth consecutive year. And it's hard to believe he was pitching a shutout in the interception department until early yesterday, and it didn't affect him. I thought the Seahawks would give them a much more of a stubborn battle because Lumen Field can be a very, very intimidating place. You know, the crowd there is very, very raucous, and the noise is ear-piercing every bit as much as Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Seattle has 32 total yards on the ground. Do you think that Seattle's running game was that bad, or Buffalo Bills' running defense was that good? It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the Bills' D-line's a lot better than the Seahawks' offensive line.
Yeah, there's that. And I also think it's one of those things where no DK Metcalf allows the Bills to just not worry nearly as much about the thing that they want to do. We want to protect from shots over the top. Who was going to do that on the Seattle offense yesterday? Who's going to beat them over the top? Who do they have any fear of?
Nobody.
You're not going to have any fear of Tyler Lockett like that anymore. He had done it in his career. He's just not going to worry about that.
And Jake Bobo would have been the one running those routes.
Exactly.
You're just not
worried about it. So I feel like, you know, Seattle putting up more of a fight. If I'm a Seahawks fan, I might think, you know, if I'm fully healthy and I play you again, I might not win, but I don't think it looks like I didn't put up a fight. They got down inside the 10 twice and came away with 3 points. So, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. And that Seattle had, not only did they get beat, they got unlucky and they got beat. Like, if Allen doesn't fumble that ball forward and Ty Johnson collect it, that's another drive that stopped. The Bills score on that drive, ultimately?
I don't even remember which drive they scored. Is that the end of the half drive? I think they... Is that the drive where the pass or the personal foul happens?
Yes.
And then they scored a Kincaid?
Yeah, another terrible mistake by Seattle.
Was it the worst one? They had two drives inside the five that they got 3 points out of.
Listen, I'm glad they got the call, but could I make a suggestion for a rule in the NFL? If the quarterback that gets roughed...
That was that drive, by the way.
Okay.
The first set of downs, third and five, Allen... Oh, they labeled this weird. Allen sacked at Bills 9 for -3, fumbles recovered by Ty Johnson at the 23.
Look at that.
I don't know why they gave it as a sack.
Because if you tackle the quarterback behind the line, that's a sack.
But he didn't get tackled. He just dropped the football.
Strip sack, baby.
All right. So later on is the personal foul, though. Yeah.
So the personal foul. If you as a quarterback are roughed, and before your body comes to a stop on the turf, you are pointing to the player that roughed you, that's not roughing. That's my rule.
It was.
That's the.
He got hit under the chin by a 300-pound lineman.
Can we can we all listen? No one's listening in Seattle. They're not going to take it off the board. Josh Allen is an actor, folks.
He is.
He is very good at it.
I know.
He, whoa!
But he
throws his head, and then on his way to the ground, he starts to point to the player like, that's roughing.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. If that were anybody else, we'd lose our minds. He's a tremendous actor.
He is.
He did get hit. It was late. He knows. He's got that spatial awareness that he can throw himself to the ground like no one else.
Yeah. He's getting that call regardless, though, in that spot, right? I think that one's getting called no matter what. There might be other plays where he doesn't. He's adopted the I think he's talked about this. He learned this from LeBron James.
How to flop?
Because LeBron said, I'm too big to get calls. So I'm going to start. He's decided halfway through his career, I don't get the calls I think I should, so I'm going to start trying to draw them. And Allen, I think, has mentioned that before. Yeah. Like, LeBron has to do it to get the calls because he's big. I'm going to do it because I'm big and have to get the calls.
803-0550. Victory Monday. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR. Give us a call if you'd like on what you took away from the game. You can join us. 1-888-550-2550. Victory Monday. Tonight, Steelers and Giants. You can watch the Steelers. Let's get a look at the Steelers. Russell Wilson's going to take a bunch of sacks tonight because the Giants actually do get after the quarterback. But it'll be fun. All right. Chris Brown, 8:30. Sal coming up as well. It's Victory Monday. Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Four-man rush. Allen back to pass. Going to roll out to his left to buy time. Looking for Coleman downfield. He's got him at the 18. Trying to shake the defender. He's at the 16.